Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day four of the minor prophets, where we are still with Jonah. Today, a thankful prayer. David Guzik once said, "Jonah shows us that God has a way of bringing us to the place where we want what He wants." Our text for today is Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, 'I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and He answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and You heard my voice. For You cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All Your waves and Your billows passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from Your sight. Yet I shall again look upon Your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped around my head at the roots of the mountains. I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet You brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was fading away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to You, into Your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to You. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord.' And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land." God's discipline changed Jonah's perspective. With this change of perspective, Jonah pleads to God in prayer. Scripture declares that from the belly of a great fish, Jonah began his prayer in distress. When he was in utter darkness, Jonah cried out for his deliverer. His prayer reveals that when he asked the sailors to throw him into the sea, he didn't want to die. Jonah desperately wanted to live. John Wesley once said that one of the best things he could do to train Methodist preachers was take them on a tour of hell. Wesley knew that wasn't possible, but he knew if you could see how horrible it was, you would have a renewed passion to do all you could to stop someone from spending eternity there. That's what happened to Jonah in the belly of the great fish. Jonah got a little taste of hell. Verses 3 through 6 are Jonah's honest assessment of his situation. Jonah recognizes that God is behind the circumstances he is facing. His use of personal pronouns acknowledges God is in complete control. He says in Jonah chapter 2, verse 3, "You cast me into the deep. Your billows passed over me." Jonah's prayers are filled with scripture. In verse 3, he quotes Psalm 42, verse 7. In verse 5, he repeats Psalm 69, verse 1. In verse 6, Jonah pulls from Psalm 116, verse 3. Jonah is calling out to God by quoting Scripture. In verse 4, Jonah puts his faith in seeing God's presence again. What he had sought earlier, to flee from His presence, wasn't what Jonah had thought it would be. He is now desperate to meet with God in His holy temple. Oddly enough, while still in the belly of the great fish, Jonah's prayer ends with thanksgiving. Jonah is thankful for his salvation. He recognizes that he should die for his sins. He is grateful to still be alive and willing to sacrifice to the God he had once run from. Honest prayer leads to a thankful heart. In his thankfulness, Jonah declares, Salvation belongs to the Lord. Thankfulness helps us proclaim the message of salvation. And the Lord heard Jonah's honest prayer and delivered him from a watery grave to dry ground. Some questions to consider. What do you notice about the urgency of Jonah's prayers and the honesty of his heart? How important is Scripture for your prayers? And finally, in what ways does the following psalm remind you of Jonah's prayer? From Psalm chapter 40, verses 1 through 3 in the ESV translation. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.